Good morning, people. In today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about visualization and how I'm starting to use it more to create impact in my life using the power of my dyslexia. Okay, so I thought I'd come back with a bit of a dyslexia podcast today. We've talked a lot about ADHD. A lot of what I talk about can affect both and can help both sets of challenges. And I think that's important to realize. So if you do know people with ADHD, this podcast may be valuable to them. So what I wanted to talk a bit about today is visualization. We are looking at the best way to support our community and to build a potential way that we can work full-time with the community. At the moment, we do it part-time, and I've been talking on this podcast about creating a course. And when I say a course, something that works for our people. We're not exactly the same as the guys that walk out and sit in class and copy stuff off boards and try and remember basic text. We just don't work that way. So the courses we use will be very different. They'll be very visual, be very experiential in that respect. And one of the things we've been working through is looking at visualization and how we can better explain it, how we can better position it in the minds of our people. And, you know, I say our people like we're a country, but there's probably more of us than in a single country in the world, or pretty close, floating around. So what I wanted to talk about today was gratitude. Now, you may have listened to podcasts over the years. You may have heard about gratitude. Pick three things in the morning that you are thankful for. And then you start doing it for a few weeks if you've actually tried it. And you start off with all these cool things that you're grateful for. And then by about day 12, you start being grateful. The sun's shining, the roof's over my head, and the grass is green, it's not gone brown. So they become very simple things you're grateful for. And don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong at all with being grateful for the small things, and I completely agree you should be. But what I'm starting to do, and I just want to share my experience and what I'm practicing and trying, because I think this is the key, is I am out here working for you guys to try a lot of stuff to help myself and then share my experience. If it sticks and it feels right for you, give it a go. If it works for you, keep it going. That's kind of my philosophy. And what I've been trying to do is, how do I make this gratitude thing just that little bit more powerful? How do I take the gifts that I have through dyslexia and ADHD and really apply them? And one of the biggest things we have is the ability to create such real images in our head and actually create emotion from them. Now, usually when this happens through visualization, we're actually living in the past. We're living in a real negative space. We're living in our old images that are creating negative emotions. There's a lot of great work out by a guy called Dr. Joe Dispenza. You may have seen him on a bunch of different movies. He's on YouTube all the time. He's got a really great philosophy on if you don't have a picture of your future, you will live in the pictures of your past, basically, is how he says it, with a slight adjustment. But that's the concept. And so when it comes to gratitude, it's actually what I'm using it for more is actually to reset some of my pictures when I start the day. Is to start actually building not just the words of grateful. I am grateful for the sun. And to be honest, like when you've been going through winter and finally we see some sun, I am actually grateful for it, and that's absolutely fine. But what does that look like? Not just not just saying I am grateful for the sun. I want to actually feel it. I want to be in the sun. So what I'm doing now is I'm staying in bed in the morning. I'm chucking on some music. There's so much out there. I use the Calm app. There's a bunch of other I don't use words in it at the moment. It's just purely simple sounds with no words, because I find the words distract from what I'm doing a bit. But what I'll do is I'll just put my headphones on. I'll lay in bed. to do this usually. I wake up early and then I go back to bed. It's a great experience. And I'll just lay down and I'll go, okay, if the sun is my example for the day, and it's been winter and it's finally sun, what does being grateful for the sun mean in my life? You know, and I'll take some time to really create the pictures and the emotion. You know, I'll think back to that time I was on the beach in the sun, sand in the toes, and I just felt, oh, it just felt like there were no worries in the world. They'd just fallen off my shoulders, you know, and that's me visually showing I'm grateful in my brain and my mind and the way I'm thinking. And what happens there is I do spend time to bring that into my body. And you know, there's a lot more we'll go into in the future on why this works and how it works. But the concept is that if you can create the emotion in your body based on the pictures and the thoughts in your mind, your body and your mind start to become congruent. They start to work together as opposed to against. You're not actually creating thoughts and then your body's going, nope. You know, I'm sure we've all had that where we've thought something and gone, this is the right thing to do, and then gone and done the exact opposite. So this gratitude technique is a way of starting to train yourself. It's a simple one. You know, start with one thing if that's what you want to do. You can, like I usually try for three, but, you know, start with one, go to two, then go to three maybe. But pick something that you're grateful for and invest some time in doing nothing. Now, then actually doing nothing, just put some music on, lay in bed and start imagining it. Start really getting into it. Make it a real story. Start owning those pictures in your head and make them good. Because if you don't, what'll happen is if your mind continues to play the negative and poor images of your past, they're going to continue to give you the same experiences you've always had, which may not always be what you're after. So this gratitude technique is as much about training your mind for the whole day as anything else. But where it really works for us beyond the standard, say three things in the morning you're grateful for, what you got to think of as a dyslexic or ADHD person, words don't mean shit. Mind my language, everybody. But they don't mean anything to us. They really, I can say words all I like. But if I don't see the pictures in my head, they don't affect me at a deeper level. So taking that time to really see the sun, to see me walking through a beautiful forest and coming out of this dark forest, you imagine the trees, like I see ferns, maybe a few things, and I arrive on a beach and it's just sun. And I'm so grateful for being alive. And it's, you know, your pictures will be different to mine. That's just kind of what goes through my head. Sometimes it's a real experience I'm drawing on from my past. Other times I create something completely brand new. But what I'm doing is I'm creating this picture with so much energy and so much emotion. It's so powerful. It'll make you feel great. Give it a try. I'd love your feedback in the Facebook group. And again, thanks guys for all the amazing comments I'm getting. Really drives me forward. Just to know that I'm doing this, you know, people are getting value. You know, that's the most important thing for me is that this is giving value. So I hope you really try this technique. We're going to be coming out in the future with a really powerful course on a lot of this stuff. It's going to be easy to follow. It's going to be fun. It's going to be like what you wanted to learn in school, what you wanted them to teach you, what they should be teaching you. And we're actually going to do it this time. You know, thank you ADHD Pills for giving me enough focus to actually deliver a course to help change the world, as we will say. But thanks guys for your time. I'll be back on Monday.